Joseph, somewhere on the Atlantic Ocean, 1939, 6 days from home. Ruthie skipped ahead of Joseph along the sunny promenade deck, happier than he'd ever seen her before. And why not? The MS St. Louis was a paradise. Banned from movie theaters in Germany because she was a Jew, Ruthie had seen her first cartoon on board during movie night and loved it, even if it was followed by a newsreel with Hitler yelling about Jews. 3 times a day, they ate delicious meals in a dining room laid out with white linen tablecloths, crystal glasses, and shining silverware, and stewards waited on them hand and foot. They had played shuffleboard and badminton, and the crew was putting up a swimming pool, which they promised to fill with seawater once the St. Louis hit the warm Gulf Stream. Everyone on the crew had treated Joseph and his family with kindness and respect, despite his father's repeated warnings that all Germans were out to get them. In 5 days, Papa hadn't come out of their cabin once, not even for meals, and Joseph's mother had barely left his side. And the crew wasn't just being nice because they didn't know Joseph and his family were Jews. No one wore their Jewish armbands on the ship, and there were no J's above any of the passenger compartments because all the passengers were Jews. All 908 of them. They were all going to Cuba to escape the Nazis. And now that they were finally away from the threats and violence that followed them everywhere in Germany, there was singing and dancing and laughter. 2 girls around Ruthie's age, wearing matching flowery dresses, were leaning over the railing and giggling.